In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they return every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Whoever you may need, if you've got the money, honey, Dylan's got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle.
Wow.
That's the intro, right?
I don't know, but I'm just pumped because we got tickets to go see Guns N' Roses, so.
I think that's the intro.
Hi, welcome to episode 16 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
How you guys doing this evening?
We're doing swell.
I know Jim is.
Swell.
Yeah, it's one of the best days I've had in a long time, just out of excitement factor.
Awesome. Why? What's going on?
I don't know if you know this dude named Mike Crandall. He's the other guy on here that's not Dylan. We're going to see Guns N' Roses in Pittsburgh, so it'll probably be the last time ever, so I'm pretty pumped about it.
I'm pretty psyched, too.
And at Heinz Field. I mean, it's not at the console or however they say it. It's not at the, you know, little venue. It's at a huge-ass fucking stadium, man.
Do they just, as you enter the stadium, do they distribute ketchup packets to you?
No, but they do have a Heinz zone in the one end zone. They call it the red zone. And if they score when it's their end zone, ketchup bottles tip over and pour out.
Yeah, I've seen that before, but I was really hoping for, like, some ketchup packets or maybe some 57 sauce or something.
I don't know about that.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can find us on Twitter at JimsBBQPod. And you can follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
That's a coincidence. You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And find us at JimsBBQPod.com.
It's almost like we're organized.
.com. Hey, Mike, anywhere else they can find us?
Yeah, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. And, hey, on that website, by the way, you can download and listen to all of the episodes right straight from the grill.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, and if you want to find Jim, his address is, I'm just kidding. So if you want to punch Jim for being so mean to Dylan, then go right ahead. I'll give you his address.
If you want to find Dylan, just look for Chris Hansen.
There you go. Or if anybody has any sympathy for Dylan that for us picking on him mercilessly, post on the Facebook site or email us, whatever. Tell us about your concern for him, and we'll probably make fun of you too on the air.
There you go.
So boys, I got my typical Sprecher's cream soda. What you guys into tonight?
Well, tonight I am drinking Clown Shoes, Luchador, and Fuego.
The name sounds really great, but I probably
it's a
like it.
Mexican style chocolate stout brewed
that
with
sounds good.
Brewed with spices, vanilla, and it's aged in bourbon barrels. Well, mm-hmm. I would expect that our resident Mexican would think that a Mexican style stout would sound good.
Listen here, dickhead.
It's not El Salvadorian though, so.
No. If it was an El Salvadorian style chocolate stout, would that be better?
I don't know if there is such thing, but I would be inclined to try it.
Yes, evidently they used cinnamon, ancho, and chipotle peppers.
Oh, I like chipotle.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Chipotle? Chipotle.
And as standard with Clown Shoes beers, they, of course, have an epic label with, like, a masked luchador in a wrestling ring. It's pretty awesome.
I was just going to ask you what kind of art was on it.
You know, funny you mentioned it's a Mexican style beer. I heard that Mexican lager is apparently a thing now in the craft beer world.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, that's a style of beer that is forthcoming.
Hmm.
which what, I'm like, what is a Mexican lager? That's just
that was going to be my question.
That's just Corona, isn't it?
Isn't Corona an ale?
I thought it was like a lager, but I mean,
is it?
If it's not, then
yeah. What have you been doing all these years if it's not?
I don't know.
I've still been drinking it. I haven't been doing anything different with it.
Not putting a lime in my beer.
A lime. He's been coconut.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's been putting it in the coconut instead.
Now that I can get behind.
I am drinking a local beer.
A local beer.
I'm drinking a beer from River Horse. Drinking their
River Horse.
Farmhouse Saison.
And actually, you are correct. Corona Extra is a pale lager.
Okay. It's also pretty bad, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, there's some pretty bad Mexican beers out there. Like, I would say of the ones I've had, the worst has probably been Tecate.
Oh, the Mexican PBR?
Yeah, yeah. That one was pretty bad.
You know what the best one is?
What's that?
The best one is Negra Modelo.
That one's good.
That's a good beer.
I also enjoy Pacifico.
Yeah, Pacifico's not too bad. Anyway, my beer's pretty good. I like it.
Awesome.
I'm almost done with it, so I actually might have to run down and get another one.
All right. So what's been going on in your world, Dylan?
Well, you mentioned luchadors.
Yeah.
I saw a luchador last week in some manner, in a manner of speaking.
Really?
Well, I went to go see the always awesome, ever classic, in my opinion, greatest metal band of all time, Iron fucking Maiden.
Oh, right on. Okay.
That's my humble opinion, not anyone else's, so.
That is so,
I mean,
so strange, though. Like, as much as I like metal and just rock, period, I've never gotten into Maiden. I don't dislike them. I mean, like, say if I was driving somewhere with you and you're like, oh, Maiden's on, turned it up, totally rock out to it. But I've never reached for something and been like, I could go for some Maiden.
So they're British. How in the world are you equating them to a luchador?
So in the show, they have a new album out called The Book of Souls. And right. it's all Mayan themed, and you know,
oh, okay.
Like Eddie, their mascot, is decked out like a Mayan like warrior or tribesman this time around. And the stage was like an old temple. And when they were doing Power Slave, if you've ever seen some of the old videos of them, Bruce Dickinson, the singer, would come out wearing this like, you know, like an Egyptian mask or some sort of other sort of mask. But this time he came out wearing a luchador's mask and like some weird shirt, and I don't really know exactly what it was. It had like a net on it, but it was pretty badass.
Did you say a net, like a space net, or the female Annette?
No, he had a space but net on him there.
Okay.
You were thinking what? Like he had a Annette Funicello on his shirt?
That's exactly what ran through my head.
Annette who?
And I knew that was going to be the response. She was back in the day, and that was a good joke maybe for your mom. She was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, the black like and back white when Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, like way back, way 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 back, Dylan. Way before
know.
Your time. So I was going to ask a question actually about Iron Maiden. I recently
I like the way you say Iron Maiden. You say Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, but you kind of like squash the I and the R together, so it's like Iron.
Iron Maiden.
I think that's just a Northern
that's the Rochester.
Thing. No, I it could it be.
Or it's the Cranston. It's not even the Rochester.
It could be. In any event, I recently listened to an interview with Bruce with a professional wrestler, actually, Chris Jericho. He has a podcast, and he interviews not only a lot of like professional wrestlers, obviously, but he's big in the metal scene. He has his own band called Fozzy. But he interviewed Bruce Dickinson, and it was a majority of the discussion was all about his cancer battle. And
yes,
what I was curious about is, did it affect his voice at all?
Dude, that fucking guy was running around the stage belting out these lyrics and these and he, you know, he can't hit some of the notes that he used to be able to hit, but man, he still sounded good. He sounded really great. I mean,
oh, good,
I think that what's his name, Rob Halford, Mm-hmm. See, he sounds amazing. Like, I think he's still, like, for talking like an older generation rock bands, he probably sounds the best of a lot of them. But Dickinson, mm-hmm. man, that guy's got so much energy. It's crazy. You would have never thought this dude had cancer.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I really am.
And same with the rest of the band. Like, the rest of the band, they're all crazy, too. I give them so much credit that they could just, like, go out and do these tours, and they're, like, running around, and the one dude's throwing his guitar in the fucking air and catching it, and he's doing, like, cartwheels, and I don't know, one of them might have been, like, flying at a given moment. I couldn't really tell. But it was awesome.
Were they on speed or something?
Dude, it looked like they might have been. And funny you mentioned that. That'll come up again. It was crazy. Just, like, the amount of energy was nuts. And it was just a fantastic show. They did a good chunk of stuff from their new album. But, you know, they played some classic hits. Power Slave, The Trooper, Fear of the Dark. Yeah, it was overall just a great show. Didn't catch the opener though, because I was running pretty close, and I learned a lesson the hard way, which is, unless you absolutely know you're going to a show with somebody, don't buy two tickets to a concert.
Yes.
Because I ran into one of those, you know, I didn't have somebody, and then I had somebody, and then they flaked out on me, and I was asking, like, so many people, and then finally some dude was like, yeah, I'm gonna go, but I don't know if I can pay the whole price for the ticket, and I was like, I don't care, I just want you to fucking go to the show and give me something. And eventually he was like, no, I'm good, I'll pay you. And I'm on my way to the city, he's like, oh my god, there's so much traffic, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get to the train on time, and, you know, all in all, it wound up being okay.
And when you say, I just want you to give me something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Yeah. We know where that went.
Brown chicken brown.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. My beer's empty. I can't drink to that.
Well, I had another good story that I heard actually on a recent episode of Jericho's podcast. And it was actually Iron Maiden. It was really amusing. He went in, I think, Winnipeg, and saw them in 1990, and a friend of his brought a like a Sony Handycam in, like, stealthily, and mm-hmm. started recording the show, and he got caught about three or four songs in by, like, some security guy or something with Maiden, and the guy took the tape and then took the battery and said, come back at the end of the show and I'll give you the battery back. So he comes back and at the end of the show, and the guy gives him the battery back, and he's like, well, what about the tape? And he's like, oh no, you're not getting the tape back. And he's like, well, and I forgot an earlier part of the story. They had met Bruce earlier, like, at, like, a radio station or something, and it had recorded a whole bunch of stuff at the radio station with him, like them meeting him and stuff like that. And then they had, it was a tour in 90. I think they said 90, or maybe it was before that. Yeah. It had to
Bruce
be before
out,
that.
I think Bruce was out of the band.
It was with Guns. It was earlier than that, because it was like a early tour with Guns N' Roses, actually. And it was like Guns N' Roses was opening.
Oh, it had to have been like towards.
Yeah,
the...
it was probably like 86 or 87 or something like that. I can't remember the name of the album, but in any event. So they recorded some shit with Axl too on this videotape. So he's like, the kid asks for the videotape back. And this dude, he's all muscular and big and everything. And he's kind of intimidating. And he goes, well, you know, Bruce, we saw Bruce earlier, and he said we could videotape. The guy actually goes, well, hold on a minute. And he goes, and he's gone for like 10 or 15 minutes. He comes back, and he's all pissed off. And he goes, don't you ever give me a runaround like that ever again if I ever see you. So, like, he went – actually, I apparently went up to Bruce and asked Bruce about that, right?
Hmm.
That's not the end of the story. Like, 20, 25 years later – Jericho and the same guy go to see Maiden, and they end up backstage after the show, and this guy turns around And Jericho realizes it's the same dude that, like, confiscated the videotape,
nice.
You know, 20 or 25 years later, and has, like, an oh shit moment. The guy doesn't recognize him or anything, obviously, because, how many people has he seen in his career, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Evidently the guy moved his way up the ladder in the Iron Maiden camp and was, like, the personal masseuse for the band.
How do you go from being a security guy to, like, the masseuse?
Well, I mean, I think he was like a young kid at that point, and then, like, he, you know, maybe went to school or something, like, okay. Maybe when they weren't touring, and maybe learned massage or something. I don't fucking know. They didn't give that much backstory, but they end up talking with him and telling him the whole story. And he's like, oh yeah. He's like, I used to have to do that all the time. And then I would always just, you know, tell the kids, you know, I'll give you the battery back, you know, when you after the show. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I would never smash the camera like some people would do, because, you know, I knew those cameras were expensive and, you know, shit like that. But I was like, man, that's such an awesome story that it came around, like, you know, all those years later, they saw the same exact guy at an Iron Maiden show.
Yeah.
That's what. And the guy approached them because, you know, now Chris Jericho is, like, this, you know, well-known person.
Right. Yeah. Now he can smash their cameras.
Maybe.
I found out it was after Seventh Son of a Seventh Son. Because it was, I guess, that tour and the tour was seventh tour of a seventh tour with Guns N' Roses.
Nice. What year was that in?
88.
So, yeah, I mean, I was a couple of years off.
Actually, they had some pretty good opening bands. They had David Lee Roth, Anthrax, Megadeth, Guns N' Roses, Wasp, Helloween, Killer... I don't know who the fuck Killer Dorfs are.
You never heard of them?
The Killer Dorfs?
Yeah.
No, wait, never.
Dorfs? Like dwarves? D-O-R-V-S?
Yeah, like dwarves, like little people.
No, you said dwarves.
Yeah, twice.
Dwarves.
Dwarves.
Oh my god, that's your wolf.
That totally is your wolf.
Dwarves.
No, you said dwarves.
I've said dwarves my whole life.
You totally said dwarves. Like, yeah, dwarves. I'm picturing, like, a little guy with, like, a little door in front of him.
Opening it up.
Anyway.
We have it on audio, so.
Is that... I've never heard of this band, anyway.
Killer Dwarves?
Canadian Neither heavy metal band. Great White, LA Guns, Backstreet Girls? Who the fuck is that?
I heard Great White burn the house down.
Freely's Comet.
Ace Frehley.
And Sabotage.
Sabotage.
That's such a funny name for a band.
I think the dude that does what the fuck is that Christmas thing? That Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's like one of his bands.
Oh yeah, I saw them once. I probably will never see them again.
Oh, shit was amazing.
It was fun for, you know, one show.
So what else you got going on, young Dylan?
Not much. That was just a good show, and that's about it, really.
That, I mean, did anybody buy any beers this time or anything?
No. Uh-huh. I only had one beer at the show, and that was that. And I didn't want to overdo it. So
did your buddy end up making it, or did he?
Yeah. He wound up making it, and he very much enjoyed himself. But we had to.
He gave you some head in the parking lot afterwards. Or?
Yeah.
That was his payment?
We pretty much had to, like, book it out of there right afterwards just to catch our trains back. And he was going back to Long Island, so he might have missed his train or he might not have. I'm not sure. It was funny because I saw two other people I knew were going to be at the concert, so I messaged them and said, hey, you know, if you guys are around afterwards, I'd love to just say hello. They're like, okay. So I'm walking outside. I'm like, oh, let me check my phone, see if they ever message me. And I'm about, I don't know, 20 feet from the entrance to the train station at Penn Station, and I just see these two guys, and I was like, Bram, and he turns around and goes, hey, found you already, and this other guy, Nick, I'm like, wow, who'd have thunk I'd just run into you right fucking here? I'm like, anyway, I really gotta go, though, I can't stick around for too much longer, I gotta catch this train, so nice to see ya, I'm gonna take a puff of this cigarette, and goodbye.
Wow, just like a rock star.
Well, I was gonna say, it's pretty much like you were a Sarge about it then.
Well, I had to go. I only had like 5 minutes.
I like how Jim's totally embraced the whole Sarge thing.
We were talking about it earlier.
He's made it his own now.
Yeah.
Dude, I think we should have you can cut this out if you want, but I think we should have a Sarge team next year.
Nice. It's not themed.
Fuck that.
Jeff's used it a few times. The one guy at work I've had use it a few times.
Yeah.
So it's spreading.
Spreading like wildfire.
Yep.
You're talking about doing speed on Saturday. You know, you've mentioned doing speed. Well, I think a couple of people might have done speed or a couple lines of cocaine before they came into my job. So I had clocked out and I was getting ready to go home, and I'd gotten stuck talking to one of my coworkers, like dads, for a while. And I'm walking away, and someone says, "Oh, well, I don't really know the answer to that question, but I think Dylan over here can help." And I was like, all right. I'm going to help him out. I'm a nice guy, you know? So I pop my name tag back on. I'm like, "How can I help you?" And this dude just comes at me and goes, "Well, I had this wine. It was called like a relaxed wine. He's speaking so fucking fast. Now, you probably had no idea what I just said.
What was he, like the Micro Machine guy?
Pretty much. He was asking about this one Riesling called Relax Riesling, and he goes, "Well, I don't see it in the refrigerator over here. This is where you keep all your cold wine. I can't find it over here. That's where I got it. It was so amazing." Like, does this guy not get the irony about the wine that he's asking me for?
I'm guessing it really wasn't amazing.
No, he was asking for a wine called Relax, and that's all I could think was like this guy needed to do. And his wife was not as bad, but she was kind of obnoxious too, or his girlfriend or whoever it was. And I said, "Well, we don't have that wine right now, but I think that this one is close enough in price and probably in style." He goes, "Well, I don't know what you mean. I don't know if that's gonna be the same one." He's like, "Oh yeah, get out." I'm like, "Oh my god, this is really, really unnerving." So I leaned over and I said, "Hey, to my co-manager, is this like the relaxed Riesling?" And he says, "Not really. We have another one over there that's going to be similar to that one. Can you eat?" And I said, "All right, I'll go get it for him." And the wife was like, "No. I don't want to get it. We got to get it. He's like, "No. I don't know if I want to get it. My wife says she doesn't want to get it. I said, "How about I just get you the wine and you guys can go and you'll have some wine?" He goes, All right, we'll do that." So I walk over and I get it for him. And I hand him the bottle. He goes, "Oh man, this is gonna be great. It's gonna be great. What the hell is this wine called again? Empress Angelina?" I go, "It's called Empress Josephine." And I'm like, and he's like looking at the bottle. He goes, all right. So I stay in the store long enough to just see him get rung up and leave, because I wanted to go over to the cashier, because he and I are buddies. I wanted to get his take on it. I knew he was going to have something to say about it. I go, "So what'd you think of that?" And he goes, "Dude, you know what he said to me?" I go, "What?" He goes, "He said," and I'm not going to say it in the fast way, he said that this wine was going to be amazing. It's going to be so good that he was going to sleep with it.
Huh.
I'm like, what?
Okay.
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know.
You could literally like curl up with a bottle of wine, but maybe there was more implied there.
Maybe.
Like, maybe he wanted to, I don't know, put something in the hole.
Maybe.
Ew.
Well, you really brought down the pod.
I was thinking I might just come out with a Riesling called Frankie Says Relax Riesling.
So, yeah, that was... that was on Saturday, but
on Saturday,
I don't even know what that was. That was a reference to something.
No, I was repeating you.
Oh, and then I repeated it again.
Yes.
So I kind of can't remember the exact time frame of the next two, but I know that this one happened. This all kind of bleeds together. So this was Tuesday into Wednesday. I was closing, and this woman came in, and she's come in before, and she's pretty out there, and I can't really figure out what's wrong with her, but she's pretty out there. She's definitely one of those people you see coming into the liquor store, you know what I mean? So she like walks up to the register and I says, is there something I can help you with? And she kind of goes, oh, and then she just walks away. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm up there, I'm talking to a coworker, and then another guy comes up. He says, Dylan. I was like, what's up? He said, I went to go take the garbage out of the, or I went to go in the bathroom to change out the toilet paper. And, there was a woman in there with some beers. I was like, what? So I said, all right, I'll go deal with it. So I walk over and I open up the men's room, and which is okay because
you're a man.
I'm a man. And in the men's room, it's, you know, it's a urinal and then there's a stall that you can sit down and take a dump in, as we've talked about before, seeing as I've been walked in on so many times. So I walk in and there's nobody in there. I'm like, okay. So I go over to the ladies' room and I don't go in, obviously, but I can tell that there's someone in there. So I was like, okay, she's clearly in there. So he comes up to me, he goes, well, what did you do? I said, well, she's in there. I'm just gonna stand over here by the, you know, by the office, and I'll wait for her to come out and then I'll talk to her. So eventually she comes out and I said, my coworker found you in the men's room. Why were you in there? And she goes, oh, well, there was nobody in the ladies' room, so I went in there. And I immediately was like, okay, that's a dead giveaway. Something's up. So I said, okay, now why is there an open can of Yuengling in your hand? And she didn't really have a response for that.
So wait, her reasoning for going to the men's restroom was because there wasn't anybody in the ladies?
Yeah.
Shouldn't the reason be the ladies that was closed or full or?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So I mean, if that doesn't tell you like what that there's something up, you know. So I called her out on the can, and she's looking at me like and she doesn't really have anything to say. So I just said, you know, get out of the store. You know, I'm gonna ask you once nicely to please leave the premises. And she just looked at me. She's like, couldn't understand the fact that I was kicking her out of the store. So she's like looking at the can, she's looking at me, she's looking at the can, she's looking around, and I said, I'm not gonna ask you again. Please leave the store. So she goes, okay. So she walks up and I'm watching her leave. She goes up to the cashier with the can, puts it down and says, oh, I accidentally opened this, or it's already open. I wanna pay for it. And I'm just like, no fucking way, get out of the store.
Wow. So you were like Randall when you kicked out them people who,
Well, I didn't curse. I didn't curse. I'm embellishing it a little bit.
But still, man, that was your Randall moment.
I said, no, put that down. I said, if you rang that up, void the transaction. She's leaving the store right now. I was one comment away from calling the cops. So she's like, but I want to pay for it.
Was she all fucked up? Or
oh, you, yeah.
Just, disoriented or just...
She definitely seemed like she had... I think she's like, I don't know what her deal is. If she's like got mental problems.
Okay, but there was something obviously wrong. It wasn't just she was clear and coherent. Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
So I just said, no, get out of the store. At that point, I was out of I had lost my patience. I said, get out. And she finally left. My coworker goes, yeah, come back when you can put your head on your shoulders. I'm like, dude, that was a weak, weak insult. So she's gone. The next day, my the woman who does the books and the numbers for us comes in and says, hey, there's two cars in the parking lot that have been there for like, you know, a pretty long time. My boss says, all right, Dylan, go get the warnings and go tape them on the car and use the packing tape. So we have these papers that say, you know, this is private parking, your plate's been documented, and next time this happens, we're going to tow you. It's a, you know, it's more of a threat than anything. So, because it's not public parking, it's a private parking lot. So I go out and I'm taping down the one thing and I'm taping down the other one. And as I'm taping down the other one, and mind you, I guess this is important detail. The car is a brand new Infiniti and I'm taping this thing on the thing. And all of a sudden across the street, I hear, oh, what are you doing? I look up and he goes, what are you doing? It's this guy. I said, you can't park here. This is private property. You can't leave your car here. Your car has been here for like 2 hours. You can't leave it here. He goes, no, but I'm your neighbor. I work here. And he works at the restaurant across the street. And I said, well, go take it up with my boss, man, because, you know, you're not allowed to park here. He's like, well, I'm going to move it. I said, I don't care. I'm not taking the sign off already. So I had a bank deposit with me, and I go to the bank, and I guess this guy had, you know, he goes in or whatever. He's talking to my boss, and he's like, "Hey, why is your buddy taping up my car? I was gonna move it." He goes, "Well, this is a private lot. You can't leave your car." He goes, "But I work at the restaurant across the street. You know, there was a truck in the driveway, and I couldn't get in." And he said, "Well, if you'd said that, you know, if you'd come in and told me that, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. But you didn't even give us that courtesy." So the dude's like, "Well, now he put so much tape on that thing. It's going to take such a pain in the ass to get it off." He goes, "Hey, buddy, don't you think it's nice that all we did was tape that on your windshield and we didn't tow you?" And he's like, he mumbles off. So he goes outside. I'm walking outside from the bank, and I see this dude, and he's taking the tape off. And as I'm walking in the store, I just hear, "Fuck you! Fuck you!" And then he like muttered something else under his breath. He's like, "Fuck you!" And I don't know, it could have been something racist or some other slur or some insult. And I just kind of walked in and I told my boss, and I think we're going to go have a little chat with the restaurant people at some point.
Wow. Stuff gets heated there in New Jersey.
Well, it doesn't end there, Mike, because about 30 minutes later, guess who comes walking back into the store?
Does he have a gack?
No. Does he have a what?
A gun. A gack.
Oh, isn't that what the, a gack.
Isn't that what they call it on the street?
It's called a gat.
A gat?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no, he didn't come back in, but guess who did?
Yingling woman.
Yingling woman comes back
no.
in.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to figure the old guy that walked in on you when you were shitting.
Nah, he's already come in since then.
Nice.
Just not in the bathroom.
Did he say hi to you?
Nah, he doesn't know who I am.
Oh, I thought maybe you guys had a personal relationship now.
Nah. Yingling,
I thought maybe he came to your house, told you some bedtime stories. Yeah,
used my bathroom.
Yeah.
No, I kept Grandpa Pickles away.
You know what I love about all of your stories?
What?
Is how like you totally like go into like a different voice for all the characters. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like I have to.
It's like, no, you know, like Jim might tell a story and it's just, it might be person A, person B, and they all sound the same. No, you have like the different characters down like Pat, you know?
Oh, it's just how I tell a story. So
I know. It's like good. I'm not complaining about it.
Oh, no,
it's
no,
good.
I know you're not. I'm just saying that's how I've always done it. So Yingling woman comes walking back in and she literally looks at me and she goes, "Hi," like in this weird fucked up voice. And I walk over to my boss. I said, "That's the lady." He goes, "That's the lady from last night?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Wow, that's not who I expected would be a problem, but or drinking in the bathroom, but okay. Well, keep an eye on her. And, you know, if she comes back in, just tell her that she's, you know, she's not welcome here anymore." So I said, "Okay." And this happened at a really bad time because there were like sales reps and there were like five customers in the store and he started helping somebody. So she like goes to the bathroom with nothing in hand this time. She walks back up to the front of the store and she grabs like three shots of Fireball. And I'm standing there and I'm holding a bank deposit in my hand. Again, it's always with the fucking bank deposits too. And I don't really want to say anything. And I'm looking over and I see her and she's getting rung up and I see her grab another one and pocket it and then pull out like a wad of money to pay for her shots.
Mm.
So I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" So then she leaves and I told my boss, I said, "Look, I think she pocketed something." And he's like, "Well, we're never going to know because these cameras are pointed in such a weird direction. I don't think we're going to have seen it." I'm like, "All right." He goes, "Well, you know what?
He just pulled a gym."
I was going to say, "I've seen it."
Yeah.
"I've seen it."
"I've seen it."
No, he said nobody would have seen it. I used it in the proper tense.
So I use it proper tense 50-50.
Yeah, kind of.
"I've seen it, I tell you. I've seen it."
So he said, "Well, you know what? Next time she comes in, just tell her she's banned from the store." So I said, "Okay." I said, "All right, I go outside to go. I'm walking across the bank lot or the parking lot to go to the bank. And I look over and this woman is sitting on a stoop on like the side of our building drinking her fucking Fireball shots. So I go back out, I go back inside and I go up to my boss and I say, "She's literally sitting right outside drinking the Fireball shots." He said, "All right, I'll go deal with her and tell her that she can't come back." So I go to the bank, I turn around, and I see him walk out, and she's just sitting there, like, and she's on her phone. She's on, like, her smartphone, and he says, you know, basically, you know, you can't do this. This is illegal. We can get in a lot of trouble. I'm going to ask you to never to come back to the store. He goes back inside. Eventually, she walks away. How fucking crazy is that?
I'm wondering, your store just seems to have such a clientele that loves the bathroom.
I think it's because we have a public bathroom.
Ah.
That's why. We don't have an employees only bathroom.
It's just amazing. I was like, man, everything is always like centered around the bathroom.
It is kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
So it was nuts. And I was praying that day that nothing else could have gone, you know, wrong or weird, and luckily it didn't.
Right.
So that was the least of it. So
wowzers.
Now, and truth be told, most of the time, like the drunks and the alcoholics, like those people, more often than not, they're not the problem clientele. All they want is, you know, Bud Light or Labatt or some shots, and they're on their way. It's always the other people that come in.
Sure, sure.
Weird place I work in. Like even today, real quick, guy came in and he says to me, "Hey, where are your Sierra Nevada Torpedo 12 packs?" I said, "Oh, we've never carried that. We don't have it in 12 packs." And he just goes, "Yeah, you do." And I just said, "Okay, sure." Like, I just, at that point, I knew I couldn't argue with him. So I just said, you know what? All right. If you know so. He wound up buying 2 6-packs because then he says to me, "Well, I could just go to Bottle King and get it there for $2 cheaper." I said, okay, fine. And then he wound up buying them anyway. Yeah, fucking go to Bottle King. See if I give a shit, you crazy bastard. So I just, like, for shits and giggles, I just go over to the co-manager. I said, "We never carried that in 12 packs, right?" He goes, "No." I said, "All right. Just want to make sure I'm not crazy."
Jim's BBQ podcast, proudly sponsored by Bottle King.
I thought you were going to say crazy people.
No. That too.
Bottle King, for all your bottling needs.
How's that luchador treating you?
It's not bad. I was hoping for like a little more of that like spiciness, and I'm not getting a whole lot out of that. I have a second bottle of it, which I already have it down in the basement. I'm going to age it probably a year or two and see how it goes.
You might lose a lot of flavor with that. So,
it's a stout.
I know, but some of those added flavors sometimes don't last too long.
Well, I'm not getting a lot of that peppery flavor anyway.
Hmm.
So I want to see if it kind of, does anything, you know, with like another year or two on it. I mean, it's nothing ventured, nothing gained, you know?
I hear you.
Yeah. So I had a quick story that happened not this past Monday, but the Monday before. As some of you might know, and how we've met each other is through street hockey, but I also play ice hockey. And it's an interesting thing to play adult ice hockey and just to see how vested people get into it and how not only the players but like the referees just take it way too fucking seriously. And we had one of those instances a couple Mondays ago where a referee got into the game so much that he actually wanted to fight a player on my team out in the parking lot after the game.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you take him up on the challenge?
I couldn't believe it. Oh, our player was ready to go. Totally ready to go.
Did the ref like whip out the white glove and slap him with it?
He whipped his hair back and forth.
What the fuck was this? Like, you know, the 1400s or something? A white glove and slapped him with it?
All right, geez.
But no, the comical thing was the look on the other referee's face, because they in these games, they, you know, it's like a two referee system. The other referee was like, "Oh dear God, I don't want to ref the second game by myself." and was hoping that nothing would come of it.
I thought you were going to say, oh, God, I don't want to ref the fight.
No, because nothing ever came of it, you know? I mean, it was just all talk and bullshit, but I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, you know? I mean, as you stated, I'm a big guy, but I'm also, like, probably one of, like, the most, you know, like, just quiet, just down-to-earth kind of people. And I don't get into that bullshit, you know? Especially, like, when I pay like $250 for like 5 months and I pay that twice a year. That's fucking a lot of money to like just fuck around with and, you know, get into fights with people or, you know, bullshit around when I'm out there. I don't want to fucking skate. And I just couldn't believe it. Like when the referee started getting, I was like, you know, if I'm the people owning the rink, I'm just fucking embarrassed that I'm actually hiring these guys to referee these games and they're wanting to fight people that are, you know, that are paying us to play. It's just such a fucking just embarrassment. How do you employ somebody like that?
I don't know. I wouldn't.
It's just ridiculous. I couldn't believe
it. I'm going to take you out into the lot and beat the shit out of you.
I mean, that's no joke. That's no joke. That's exactly like, I mean, you just said that. That was pretty much the conversation between him and the player. I was sitting right next to the player on our team when this was going on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Players on the other team were like skating by just laughing, going, this is fucked up. They couldn't believe it. I mean, they're like, this is awful.
What's your team's name?
What's our team name? Oh, that's even better. Our team name is the Nads.
Is it really the Nads?
It totally is.
Yeah, I've seen the logo. It's
like getting hit in the ads.
Yeah. So our slogan is Go Nads.
Go Nads. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, like the logo's kind of funny is like it has like it has like a streak along the bottom of the name Nads, and then it's got like at the one end of the streak it's got like two pucks.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe I'll take a picture of the jersey and post it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod, so you all can see what that looks like.
Man, I would love to stealthily take pictures of all the weird people that come into my store and post them on Facebook, but somehow I think that's unethical.
That would almost be like people of Walmart.
Yeah. I'd have to like block their eyes out with MS Paint or something, but
maybe like little tiny smiley faces or something. Wow. That was a McConaughey.
Was it really?
Yeah. All right.
Yay. That's pretty fucking ridiculous though, Mike.
Yeah, I thought so. I've never seen anything like that. And evidently this referee has got a reputation for it. Like he's been around the block for, I got to estimate he was probably about 50 years old. And evidently he's got a reputation for wanting to get into fights with players.
That's stupid.
It totally is.
You're the fucking ref. The players should be wanting to fight you.
It's like, even that, I'm like, you know what? Grow the fuck up. He even got into it. Like, we have a player that's injured right now, and he was in the stands watching our game. He got it into it with that player in the stands.
Wow.
And our player's like, what the fuck are you going to do to me? Kick me out of the stands? And it's like, oh, my God. He might deserve a honorable mention for Sarge of the Week.
I think he might be.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah, but
it'd be like Alcola presents, you make the call. It'd be like dun dun dun. Jim's Barbecue Podcast presents Sarge of the Week.
Oh,
you want to?
Maybe we got like our first like
first bit.
Yeah, our first bit with like a theme song for the bit itself.
Yeah.
What say you people? Why don't you help us make an opening theme song for the Sarge of the Week thing for us? Help us out. Is that good? Is that a call to arms or what?
That's a good call to arms. But I think it's safe to say we can declare this guy the Sarge of the Week.
You think so?
Unless there's someone else.
I thought you had somebody.
Oh, my Sarge of the Week was the guy who called me out.
Oh, okay.
But
they could be like co-Sarges of the Week.
Oh, I think this guy's a little more
He's a little more aggressive about it.
Yeah, this guy, equally my dickish. Guy, yeah, my guy was, he was just kind of dumb, I guess. But this guy, I don't know. We'll think about this over the course till we get to the end of the episode.
Maybe. I just like the co. You know, I like, everybody should be able to nominate a Sarge.
Yeah.
If they have a Sarge that occurred during the week, they should be able to just go, you know what, this is my Sarge of the week. All right, so hot button issue, boys. The Walking Dead. I cannot believe all of the talk about this latest episode of The Walking Dead, which closed out the season. I enjoyed it.
The half season, right?
Well, the season as a whole. The season started technically like in October and wrapped up. They do like a mid-season, which ends like, you know, just before the holidays, and then they start up with the second half of that season like in February.
Yeah.
And it just ended this past week.
Oh, so that was the end of the fifth season?
I think sixth.
The sixth season. Okay. Disclaimer, I don't watch the show, so.
Right. But I think you could maybe add some comments to this thing. So I loved the episode. I thought it was great. I thought they took a character like Rick, who's all, you know, powerful, and he's this, you know, leader, and they broke him down, and they just continue to break him down, and they broke him down mentally and just kind of just took him and made him into a huge chunk of quivering jello.
Okay.
To where, I mean, he was done. He was mentally and physically fatigued. There was nothing left in that guy.
Yeah.
And then they present Negan to him. Or Negan presents this whole thing to him where Negan's going, hey, you need to abide by what I'm bringing. And it's just powerful. You know, it's like, you're going to fucking do what I want you to fucking do. And you don't have a choice in the matter. Oh, and by the way, one of you is going to die because of you killing my people. So they go through all of what they went through, and then this happens, right? So they close the episode out without revealing who Negan actually kills with his baseball bat, his barbed wire baseball bat, shades of Mick Foley, if you will.
Right.
Now, if you've read the comics.
Okay, wait.
Well, I'm gonna say something first though. If you've read the comics, you know who got killed in the comics. So, big ass fucking spoiler alert. I'll drop in a time of when you can advance to in this episode to avoid what we're gonna discuss next. Sound cool?
Sounds good to me. Spoil away, sir.
All right, everybody. This is your official spoiler alert warning. If you want to advance the episode, go to 1 hour and 7 minutes, and that should get you to past our Walking Dead talk where we do some spoilers. Hope you enjoy.
All right, spoil away. So, you know, if you've read the comics, that Glenn gets his fucking skull caved in and he's done, right? So there's a lot of conjecture, you know, because of the show and the way they've strayed away from the source material, that maybe it could be Glenn, maybe it could be Abraham, maybe it could be Daryl, who doesn't even exist in the fucking comics. You know, in my opinion, it could be any of those three. Or they could take, you know, it could be Sasha or Rosita, or it could be anybody, right?
Is it Coral?
I doubt it's Coral.
There's a lot Coral? More story to Coral, though, coming up. That I this is actually where I left off in the comics. So, but I do know from talking to other people that there's a lot more to Carl's story coming up. Like,
there's a whole lot of exposition that happens with that character. But you know, that's the thing though, is like, it, you know, are you more pissed off? Are these people that are pissed off at that ending that they didn't reveal who Negan kills, or would they have been pissed off if they revealed it and it was someone that they weren't happy with? That's what I'm wondering.
Damn, I just looked up Glenn's death in the comics. That is some grisly shit.
No fucking shit. And that's like in, you know, like, there's no color there. That's just, you know? But it's in the mind's eye, man.
Well, it's definitely not Glenn's eye, because that's laying on the ground.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Sorry, I was just laughing at your... That's just... Yeah. I don't watch the show, as I said. First thing I want to say is Negan is such a hilariously generic villain name. It just, there's, you can't be called Negan and not be a villain.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Negan is not a good guy name at all.
No, not at all. So I challenge you somewhere out there, writers out there, write me a story where you have a good guy named Negan, just to prove me wrong. As far as I can tell, Walking Dead fans are pretty hardcore, you know, dedicated fan base. And I heard that there's petitions online to reveal who he killed. There's petitions online, or not even petitions, that there's people that are saying, like, depending on who he killed, they're not going to watch the show anymore, which I think is ridiculous because they're probably still going to watch the show.
Yeah. I mean, how can you, you're damned if you do, if, you know, if you do, or you're damned if you don't. Like, if you revealed who it was and you weren't happy with that choice, you're still going to be fucking pissed. They're in a no-win situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just heard a lot of people were very excited to see Negan in the show, and he just kind of showed up, and everyone was kind of disappointed.
He was amazing. I mean, the guy that got playing him was amazing in it. Actually, his first lieutenant guy was great too. I thought both of those guys were amazing.
That guy, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's made quite a name for himself being in comic book movies.
Yeah. Who's the other guy? Stephen Ogg or something like that?
Oh, he's
yeah.
the guy from Grand Theft Auto 5, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was really fucking good in the show, man. You know, I'm just like, you can't be disappointed by what they gave you. I just don't understand it.
Well, I was talking to a coworker about it today, and I didn't care what he spoiled. And he told me that there's some proof out there about who he killed.
Well, they said that there are some clues, you know, in the episode of who was killed.
He told me that there weren't just clues, that there was somebody on the show leaked footage from the set and posted it online.
Yeah, but you know what? That could just be stuff they filmed, and they could have filmed three different endings or three different
beginnings. Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
Right.
So, and if I was them, I would. But to me, it's good storytelling. I mean, you know, you probably don't remember this, but I mean, me and Mike certainly will. I didn't watch the show, but I certainly fucking knew all about who shot JR.
Or how about this one? You mentioned who shot JR. You got to mention in the same breath who shot Mr. Burns.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, back when we
you laugh gonna... though, but it's true though. It was basically a tribute to who shot JR as a cliffhanger to, you know, a TV season.
And who shot JR? What's that?
There was a TV show called Dallas.
It's from Dallas. Okay.
Yeah, back in like the early 80s, they did like a reboot or almost like a reunion of it, kind of Full House-ish style, where like some of the same people were in the show, like a few years back, and actually. The guy who JR, I can't remember the name of the actor, but he was in it, and there was a few others that were in it, in the reunion series. But in any event, there was a season where they closed it out with him being shot and presumed dead, and the whole thing during the off season of the show was who shot JR, and it was such a hot water cooler topic.
Well, you have to consider, too, just, like, given the time of when Dallas was out, you know, you didn't have the internet. That's, like, you could have gotten together. Like, let's say The Walking Dead came out in the 80s, you know, and this scene happened. People probably would be like, oh, you know, they'd be having their neighbors over and all the kids would be hanging out at each other's houses, you know, drinking some fucking Rolling Rocks and talking about, oh, who could it be? And I don't know, people probably would like draw maps and diagrams and shit, and now it's, you know, you have the internet, so it's forums,
right.
And
so that same chat that is going on in person is going on online,
but it's a little bit different because the word spreads quicker,
right? But people that are pissed off are just pissed off because they want to know now. We live in a society where everything's instantaneous.
That's my point, Jim.
Right, but I mean, even my daughter, I remember when she was like 3 or 4, I don't know, when she could talk, when she was little, you know, she had tons of Disney VHSs and stuff. We got a DVD player. She quit watching all her DVDs. And I was like, why won't you watch your tapes? And basically, she didn't have to rewind DVDs. Yeah. So, I mean, it's in their generation especially, it's built in, man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's suspenseful. It's you know, keeps people talking about the show. I mean, I don't know why people talk to the depths that they do. I watch it, but it's not the best show on TV. That was Breaking Bad. But, you know, if everything was revealed, what would, you know, okay, so next season they're back somewhere else or, you know, back in Alexandria and, you know, growing stuff for Negan and sending him stuff. So there's some suspense.
Yeah, and you're just fucking pissed off because they killed off Glenn or Abraham or Daryl or Eugene or whomever, you know?
Dude, people are going to go apeshit if it's Daryl.
But you know what? That guy's got a lot of shit going on, too. And what? He's the most expendable because he's not in the comics.
But they almost killed off Glenn at the mid-season break, and people went fucking apeshit. And it's like, you know, I kind of laughed at that point because I was like, you realize, or well, they don't realize, but I'm like sitting there going, I realize what's coming and these people are just going to go even crazier when this happens. And then when they're building to it, you know, with this past episode, and they're building to it and building to it, I'm like, oh God, man, this is just going to fucking blow up the internet. And sure as shit, that's all I fucking see.
Okay, so here's a question. I guess maybe to go at the point, a cliffhanger is fine at the end of an episode, but is your whole thing like, is it acceptable to put it at the end of the season?
Absolutely.
Where are you gonna put it?
I'm fucking just posing a question here. I don't watch this fucking show.
Okay, but what I was going for, and like when you said, yeah, Jim, that's exactly what I'm talking about in our fast-paced need-to-know-now society. You know, when I was growing up, you know, even sitcoms had cliffhangers. You know, granted, they weren't like edge-of-your-seat, nail-biting ones.
Friends had one.
Right, but everything back then, you know, back in the 80s, early 90s, had cliffhangers. Or 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever. And JR, you know, like I said, who shot JR? We could probably Google a list of best
cliffhangers.
You know, cliffhangers.
Oh, Jim, I'm way ahead of you. I did this past week already. Trust me, I did. I was looking at it. I was looking at it all week, just going, okay, man, which ones can I pick out? You know, I thought of one that had cliffhangers on a regular basis. It wasn't necessarily a sitcom, but it just kind of triggered, is the 1960s Batman.
Oh, right.
Yes. I mean, it's like that was like the ultimate, like when they would have like the two-part episodes. I mean, that was episode to episode. But yeah, I mean, Dylan, it was a pretty common thing to have a season-ending cliffhanger for an episode.
I'm not saying that it's not a bad thing.
No, I know you're not. I mean, you're just asking an honest question, like if it's something.
I think that how you execute it can make it a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, certainly. I think it's more so that people were looking for an answer more immediate than next October.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was just thinking, like, hey, fucking the original Star Wars trilogy, two of those movies basically end on cliffhangers.
Sure.
You know? A New Hope, it's like, okay, you blew up the Death Star. Great, that's awesome. Guess who's still fucking alive? Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Empire Strikes Back. The Rebel Alliance is in shambles, and Han's frozen, and guess what? Darth Vader is Luke's death. Oh, wait, do I have to put do we have to put a time print for that, too?
You know, what, but a spoiler? There were a lot of things...
Oh, wait, what about the third one? What happened after the Ewoks finished dancing?
Death Star shards rained down and murdered all of them.
Oh, fuck, man. You just ruined that for me.
Okay, but you look at movies.
I like that Ewok song.
I do, too.
Yeah. But you look at stuff back then, though, too. I mean, like Star Wars. If they never made any more, you could have... you would have never known.
And they all lived happily ever after.
But now they make movies planning on having a sequel, a trilogy, a, you know... And they completely set it up that way.
Yes, which is not always a good move.
So why is this so different?
Because there's so many people that watch it, and there's so many people that take it to heart and get so into it. And I mean, it really is a rinse and repeat show. And again, I watch it, I enjoy it, but every week it moves so slow, and they, you know, run into some trouble, they solve it somehow, and, you know, there's some crisis that, you know, food, something like that. Like this one was Maggie was pregnant.
Didn't you just describe Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, it basically is Scooby-Doo formula. And then next week, rinse and repeat. And there's zombies in between, and they kill them. To me, the show is not about, you know, killing zombies and everything else. It's about, you know, what happened in the
It's about society after the end of the world.
It's the humanity of this group that they show week after week. And their trials and, you know, problems and everything else, and how they survive, how they get along with each other, how these other groups, you know, interact with each other. Some are friendly, some aren't. What the fuck just happened? Oh my God, what's going to do this? What's going to do that? You know.
Yeah. I mean, there is no happy ending.
Not there, there's not, but.
No, I mean, there isn't. I mean, there's just you're eventually going to die. And it's either going to be at the hands of somebody else in society, or it's at the hands of a walker.
The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just, as someone who doesn't watch the show, I derive so much enjoyment over people just flipping this shit. And I just was like going up to my coworker today, and I was like, he was saying how so many people are disappointed, and he kind of was, and I was like, but Negan.
That's the funny thing, though, is like you're on a podcast with two people who absolutely didn't flip their shit at all about this thing.
So it's
right.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of funny. It's a podcast. I'm probably the only person on this fucking planet that doesn't watch the show. And you're probably two of the only people on this planet that didn't lose their fucking, you know, cookies over it.
Well, actually, my brother, Sean, he had a pretty good post on Facebook about it. My brother, Sean, His outlook on it was very similar to Jim and myself. And then a coworker of mine, his outlook was very similar. Now I have another coworker, Lori, who wanted to know, but I absolutely refused to tell her.
Nice. See, but the other thing
because I was like, I don't know for sure, Lori. I was like, yes, that's what happened in the books, but there's also people still alive in the comics or still alive in the TV show that are dead in the comics, right, and vice versa.
Right. I mean, if they really, really want to set it apart from the comics, now's the time to take that turn to really veer from it. And
then that's a huge fucking step if they do.
Right. But like me and you talked, Mike, really the most logical choice is Daryl. And if you think about it, not, you know, put real life into the situation, the guy's blown up since the Walking Dead. He's had all kind of stuff going on. He's got movies coming out now. He's got the new TV show coming out, which is a reality show. Shouldn't conflict with Walking Dead filming. But the guy's probably got so much stuff going on that he wants to go do that he wouldn't have had the opportunity if it wasn't for this. Maybe he is going to leave the show.
You know who I'm starting to think might be the most obvious choice? And I don't know why. I've been thinking over it like the last like day or so. It's Eugene.
I told you too. I mean, Daryl's the most logical.
I'm laughing, but I just heard Mike going, I think the most logical choice is you, Jim.
Oh, nice. But I'd be on the show if they have me. But
I didn't think that was that funny, but okay.
It made me laugh. No, Eugene.
Eugene.
Who is Eugene?
He's this like mullet dude that like
he plays hockey.
He's like from the South, and he's very.
They're all from the South.
No, but he's like he's really from the South.
Oh, so he's like a hick.
I don't know about that, but he's
is he like somebody from Tennessee?
No.
But the scene, the reason why I think about him being maybe a really good choice is the scene with him and Rick and him giving the plans of how to make the bullets.
Yep.
Just seemed to be like way too important or very just dramatic. And I'm like, there's got to be a reason why they're showing this as like so just at that moment. And I was like, I was thinking about it over the last day or so, just going, man, maybe it's him. Maybe they're just going to fucking swerve everybody and just, like, it's not going to be Abraham, who already bit it in the comics, or Daryl, who doesn't exist in the comics, or Glenn, who actually dies in this moment in the comics. It's just going to be fucking Eugene.
Well, and the reason, like, my order is...
what are you laughing at now?
Because now I can't not hear what I said before.
So my
order... It's you, Jim. It's you all along.
My order is Eugene, then Glenn, then Daryl. But the reason I'm saying Eugene first is, like you said, the bullet.
Yeah.
It's like he's always seeks some kind of acceptance from Abraham. He finally got that. Like, this episode was all about him wrapping up all his loose ends or all his wants. And
it's like it's his comeuppance.
Right, and it was like, okay, now I'm gonna actually be a member of this. Now I'm gonna actually move forward. I'm gonna be a contributor. And okay, and everybody, you can see that, and he finally got his moment and all that, and boom, dead.
Hey, now here's the question, Jim: is running the show, wouldn't you want to fucking foster discussion like this about the show?
Absolutely.
Amongst the people viewing it, why the fuck would you want to just give all that shit away right there, right on Front Street? Why wouldn't you just want to, like, hey, prolong it till October, and people will discuss all of this fucking bullshit and go, hey, maybe it's this person because of this, or it's this person because of that. It leads to a lot of intrigue and theories and fun discussion, man.
But my personal feeling is exactly what I said to Dylan earlier is, okay, they might have filmed the ending, or they might have filmed, or the beginning, I should say, or they might have done something or whatever, but they have all the way up to October to reshoot it to be anybody they want it to be.
Sure.
You know, and that's,
or that use game. Any of the three or four endings, like you said, that, right. that they want to use.
You know what? Since it's coming out in October, I hope for my birthday they fucking kill Rick.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. But and
fucking Rick,
you know, it just—I don't know. They did it in a good way. I don't want you to talk.
What was that, Mike?
Carl.
Carl.
I don't watch The Talking Dead, but I'm sure I should have recorded it because it was a season ender. But I'm sure The Talking Dead was lit up, you know, with talking of, you know, and them saying, "Who is it? Who's this?" But you know, and them talking about stuff. But I bet you they don't even know.
Hey, can we just, like, digress for a second?
No.
Yeah,
we never do anyway.
We just talk about the fact that shows talking about other shows are a thing now? I think it's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, I don't...
Because now Game of Thrones is getting one.
I don't mind it for season enders or, like, how some shows have podcasts or whatever. But I think that the actual TV shows that they have an hour after the show just to talk about it, I think is way overboard.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch them. What the fuck is Game of Thrones going to be about?
Talking Thrones?
Talking Thrones? So whoa, stupid. Man, that would be awesome.
Just a couple of chairs talking?
I was thinking like a couple of toilets talking.
Timmy the Talking Toilet?
Yeah, man. Throne. There's a... That's a synonym, isn't it?
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
I've said that before. I'm gonna go sit on the throne.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you, Dylan. I don't actually invest a whole lot of time in watching those.
Like a podcast, I get. I totally understand a podcast.
Yeah,
like our good friends Mike and Ming, who do the Secret Stash podcast.
Yeah, that's fine.
In the car, you can listen to it at work. You know, it's
because it's two people,
right?
Giving their opinion on it and maybe go, huh, I didn't think of that before or whatever. And then maybe some website's going to pick up and be like, oh, these guys posited quite a big theory. What do you guys think?
Right.
Yeah.
Although I think we need to give some special mention. Mike, you can bring it up since you posted the tweet in the group.
Oh, Brian Lynch.
Yeah, that was just hilarious.
All right. So hero of the week, Brian Lynch.
Oh, the dude's fucking hysterical, man. I gotta tell you, I don't even know why I started following him. It was something, you know. It's Kevin Smith related, but I started following him on Twitter maybe a couple years ago, and I'm like, man, the guy's really fucking clever.
He's witty, man.
And he wrote something. I can't remember the exact wording, but it's like, man, what the fuck was it?
He said, about, "Oh, fucked up, Negan. How could you kill a cameraman like that?"
There you go. That's what it was. And the reason why I posted is I totally misread it at first because I thought he said something about killing a catamaran.
here is because I can't believe Negan killed a cameraman. Period. Not cool, Negan.
That's so good. No, man, he's awesome. Shout outs to Brian Lynch. I mean, he's done really well for himself.
Oh, absolutely.
Didn't he write the Minions movie?
Yeah, he's wrote Hop, Minions.
Oh, Hop was great.
Yeah, there's been tons of stuff that he's done. I mean, I think his wife does Rebels, Star Wars. I don't know if she's a writer or she's something on that too, but yeah he's done.
Plus, he's written a buttload of comics.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's big on that.
Buffy, Angel, maybe not Spike. I think Spike. Not Angel.
Yeah, I guess if anybody's interested, it's at @BrianLynch. That's his Twitter handle. If you want to check him out.
Funny dude. Definitely follow him, man. He's a funny dude.
Oh, he's really funny. I would also suggest following. He's not really from that crew, but Jake Fogelnest. He's very funny.
Oh, and also don't forget to follow at Jim's BBQ Pod.
Oh, those guys?
Yeah.
Wait, there's another one that you guys...
Hey, you know what? There's a guy I'd like to have on the podcast, Brian Lynch.
Oh, maybe. That would be awesome.
That's another segment we could have, the Twitter follow of the week. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen Emo Kylo Ren.
I've seen Emo Kylo Ren.
So, I mean, not all of it's hilarious, but there's when they're funny, it's fucking hilarious. But I got to mention this. This is the other one, and I can't remember if you said you followed him or not, Dylan. It's called Big Money Rolf, the Rolf from like Muppets.
Yeah, Rolf, and it's, the dog.
Yep, it's at, his Twitter handle is at IROWLF. These are fucking hilarious. I'll just scroll through his sometimes. You know how like God.
What is it, Big Money Rolf?
Yeah, it's his Twitter handle is at IROWLF.
Wait,
IROW, like IROLF.
Oh, there we go.
Here's what we'll do on Jim's BBQ Pod Facebook page.
Dude, he's hilarious.
The bio is I've been blocked by John Tesh. That's awesome.
Okay, so what we'll do on the facebook.com/JimsBBQPod, we'll put up our Twitter follows of the week.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that.
So you can check that out and see who we like and who we're following and who Dylan is laughing at so voraciously.
Are you looking at the video?
No, the first tweet is from like, or this one tweet, it's from, it's from a while ago. It's a pinned one. This one time I told a girl I could see her butthole when we were 69 and she started crying. Oh, that's fucked up. I am. All right, Jim, this explains why you're a Trump supporter. No, I'm just kidding, but.
this is what you guys will appreciate.
I am a Trump supporter. I don't believe any of the liberal media's lies. I get all my information from Facebook memes and fortune cookies.
This is a good one he put out there the other day, too. I think this was last month sometime. Ted Cruz hasn't denied murdering Teresa Halbach either.
I just saw that one.
Sees a girl seductively eating your banana.
You know what? You know what? I had to sit there and think. I was like, who the fuck is Teresa Halbach and why do I know that name?
Oh my God.
That just speaks to why, like what Dylan was saying, what, like 7 episodes ago, that we just totally fucking forget. Like, as soon as we watch something, it just fucking goes away.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say. Like, Walking Dead, in 2 weeks, I'll completely forget about it. And then they'll start advertising the series premiere. I'll be like, oh, yeah, we're going to find out who got killed.
Oh, stay tuned during Fear of the Walking Dead for a 20-second clip that doesn't expose anything.
But guys, listen to this.
Guys.
John Kerry is slowly turning into one of those puppets from Crank Yankers. Dude, I used to love that show.
It was good.
Dude, this does get a little bit weird, though.
They're not all gold, but dude, majority of them are.
If C-3PO doesn't get a gold penis in this one, I'm going to be pissed. Okay, enough reading tweets.
Jim's Barbecue Podcast presents Sarge of the Week.
What the fuck?
I just stopped and I didn't know what was coming. And...
I wasn't expecting that.
That's just kind of what came out.
So weird and impromptu.
It was very impromptu.
All right, so like we had bantered about earlier, I think we have a couple Sarges of the Week. My nomination for Sarge of the Week is Angry Hockey Ref. He can go fuck himself. And if he wants to meet me out in the fucking parking lot, I'll take him.
What you have to do is palm him and shove him back.
Oh, dude, that guy wouldn't even stand a fucking chance. Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, the comical thing is he went for like the smallest guy on our team.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think he was going to go for me? Fuck no.
What's funny is you're probably the most laid back guy in the world too. And all you'd have to do is just be like, just stick your hand straight out. Be like, no, dude.
It would be like that fucking, like, you know, like where I just stick my hand out and like, he's trying, let me at him, let me at him.
That's what I'm picturing, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that part in Avengers 2 when Thor's standing next to Hulk and he just like,
yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
My nomination is the guy who reamed me out because he's an idiot. All you had to do was ask, buddy, but you didn't even do that. So you just decided to curse me out. So you're the Sarge of the Week for me. That's my nomination.
for my nomination.
That's me.
Mine. Yeah.
I'm starting to sound like that guy who wanted that wine so badly.
A micro machine guy?
Yeah, a micro machine guy. Jim, do you have a Sarge of the Week?
I really wasn't thinking of it because you guys were good, and I didn't realize we were going to have multiples, but I thought Crandall's won, but they're both good.
All right.
I will come prepared next time for sure.
And of course, Chris Seymour, go fuck yourself.
Well, he's the perpetual Sarge of the Week. That's who I should have named, I guess. But, yeah, I swear to God.
No, he's just – I'm always going to say that every episode from now on. Chris Seymour, go fuck himself.
Yeah, we definitely need to have him on. But I just sent him a message and said we want you on the pod, so.
All right. Well, I think that wraps us up for episode 16. By the way, man, learner's permit episode.
The learner's permit episode.
Yes. We're fucking 16, 15, man.
Yeah. Or no, yeah, you're right, 16, dir.
I'm excited. Man. I mean, we got all these people, you know, hopefully checking us out after we've kind of gone sort of public with this thing. But now, you know, man, we're blasting the shit out of there, you know. Hopefully people are...
Oh.
You know, yeah. Well, what else are we going to do, man? Of course, we're blasting shit out of it. But yeah, man, episode 16. This closes us out for episode 16. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Twitter.
Wait, what the fuck was it? Wait. What the fuck was that?
What?
A watermelon? Because it sounded pretty juicy.
What was
is Gallagher in the background?
Is what in the background?
Gallagher?
What are you eating?
No, I was just drinking out of my water bottle. Is
oh my god.
Is this what you heard? Is that what you heard?
Except much louder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh. All right. So this closes it out for episode 16. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Twitter @JimsBBQPod and follow us on Instagram @JimsBBQPod.
We have an email, JimsBBQPod@gmail.com, and a website, JimsBBQPod.com.
I believe you can download the episodes right from JimsBBQPod.
Absolutely.
Right. And be sure to try to find us on Tinder @JimsBBQ.com. You'll know it's us when you see the picture.
On Tinder at Dylan.G.
Dylan G. Yeah, if anybody listens to it, they're going to create a Tinder account now. So I guess
and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
So, all right, well, that wraps us up for a week. Thanks, everybody, for Jim and Bill. That's all, folks. Anyway. Well, that's it for the week. Thanks, everybody, for visiting Jim's Barbecue. Oh, God, I fucked it up.
No, you didn't.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where we like pig butts, and I cannot lie.
Yeah.
I like pig butts, and I cannot lie.
You know, the swans can't.